Fish out of water. The cold wind swept in from the sea and gave the docks of Tallinn's a damn good blasting. Or a damn bad one, depending on how well-dressed you were. Shivers weren't that well-dressed at all. He pulled his thin coat tight round his shoulders, though he might as well not have bothered for all the good it did him. He narrowed his eyes and squinted miserably into the latest gust. He was earning his name today, all right. He had been for weeks. He remembered sitting warm by the fire, up in the north in a good house in Ufrith, with a belly full of meat and a head full of dreams, talking to Vossila about the wondrous city of Tallinn's. He remembered it with some bitterness, because it was that bloody merchant, with his dewy eyes and his honey tales of home, who'd talked him into this nightmare jaunt to Styria. Vossila had told him that the sun always shone in Tallinn's. That was why Shivers had sold his good coat before he set off. Didn't want to end up sweating, did he? Seemed now, as he shivered like a curled-up autumn leaf only just clinging to its branch, that Vossila had been doing some injury to the truth. Shivers watched the restless waves chew at the quay, throwing icy spray over the few rotting skiffs stirring at their rotting wharves. He listened to the hawsers creaking, to the ill seabirds croaking, to the wind making a loose shutter rattle, to the grunts and grumbles of the men around him. All of them huddled on the docks for the sniff of a chance at work, and there'd never been in one place such a crowd of sad stories. Grubby and gaunt, ragged clothes and pinched-in faces. Desperate men. Men just like Shivers, in other words. Except they'd been born here. He'd been stupid enough to choose this. He slid the last hard heel of bread from his inside pocket as carefully as a miser breaking out his hoard, took a nibble from the end, making sure to taste every crumb of it. Then he caught the man nearest to him staring, licking his pale lips. Shivers felt his shoulders slump, broke some off and handed it over.
"Thanks, friend," as he wolfed it down.
"No bother," said Shivers, though he'd spent hours chopping logs for it. Quite a lot of painful bother, in fact. The rest of...